You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tom Kelly with you on a Tuesday afternoon, filling in for Ike, Spike, and Fritz today. They'll be back next week. But talking about the Eagles to start the show, it really is crazy, man. The training camp starts next week. And I always get to this point, like right when it hits July, and most normal people are like excited for the next 2 months and summer and everything like that. I just want to fast forward through. Like I said it the other day, I think when I was on with Al, if I could just fast forward life through the next 6-7 weeks and get this September and get the Eagles opening day, I would. I'm not a big summer fan, honestly. I want the fall. I want football. You know, it's too hot. There's only baseball to watch.
Rains every day.
Gets a little repetitive. Well, it doesn't always rain every day. This is a weird week.
It's really more than anything. It feels like it rains every single day.
Would you fast forward to September if you could right now?
I don't know. I mean, there is a preseason game this month, so we're basically there already.
No, preseason
doesn't count.
You're not
watching the Hall of Fame game with the Chargers and the Lions?
No.
Come on, Tom. You're not watching Hard Knocks?
The Hall of Fame game stinks.
Oh,
no, I'm
on.
Not watching Hard. Hard Knocks has stunk for years. I've been out on Hard Knocks since they had the gold mine that was the Antonio Brown Raiders, and they did absolutely nothing with it and didn't show you any of the good stuff.
Yeah, that flopped.
Yeah, that I'm like, I'm totally done with this. But if you want to get in, 215-592-9494 is how you join the show. We'll get into the All-Star game that's happening tonight a little later on. But starting off with the Eagles, and what side of the ball concerns you more heading into the season? Is it the offense or is it the defense? For me, it's the offense. And I look back at last year, this defense was incredible. This was the best defense in football, really, from like week 5, week 6 on. And yeah, you lost some players, but you didn't lose anybody who I think was a make or break player on your defense. Probably the guy I'm most worried about losing is Slay. And hey, you have two unbelievable rookie corners to help and assist whoever that is who steps in and wins that job. And I look at this defense and I see difference makers at every level. Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, Jalen Carter up front, Zach Bond. That's incredibly important. You have Vic Fangio still running this thing and now being able to mold it even more into his image. And you look at the other side of the ball and the Eagles offense, let's face it, for a lot of the season, they were one-dimensional. And I know people won't want to necessarily hear that when it comes to the passing game. The passing game wasn't good for a lot of the year. Now, I'm more confident than if you would ask me this right after the Rams game. I was extremely concerned at that time. But the bottom line is Jalen Hurts played great against Washington and played great in the Super Bowl when the Eagles needed him to. But this year's going to be different. Like this year, I think Jalen's going to need to do that pretty much every game. Like, you're going to be able to run. You have Saquon. He's obviously going to be really good. I don't expect him to fall off a cliff here, even though that does happen to running backs. I don't think the running game is going to be as potent as it was last year, though. And I just think as time goes on, your offense needs to change. Your offense needs to evolve. And the Eagles won't be able to come back and run the ball with this kind of frequency and have the 28th passing offense this year. It's not going to work. So, yeah, I'm more concerned about the offense, especially when you look at the coordinator change. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Our next question today, give me something you're tired of off of Pat McAfee. Has to do the Derby introductions, you know, just all over the place. Guy seems like a hard worker. I respect the work ethic. Respect the grind, for sure. He's working his ass off, but just a little too much. We can back off on the McAfee content. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones. Go to Rick in Easton. What's up, Rick?
TK, first, let me give you props. I love your music for your show coming on.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate that.
Luke is one of my favorite producers. He's got a great voice for radio.
How about
and
that?
He needs to have his own show, and I always tell the producers that when they do a great job.
That's very nice of you, Rick. The producers here work very hard.
Real quick, before I go to a trade for the Phillies, I think I want to discuss with you, because Ben Davis and Ruben Amaro are now agreeing with me, but I got to go first with the Eagles. That's your lead into the show, and I have something that annoys me also.
Sure.
So real quick, I'm not worried about either side of the ball, and here's why. We have never, I'm 67, we have never seen an Eagles team come back to back with a roster like this. And you know how Magic Johnson made all the players around him better? On both sides of the ball, especially the offensive side, we have 1,800 pounds of all-pro offensive line, and offensive line is the nucleus of every football team. You have a team coming back that has done it before, been there, done that. I think if leadership, which they have, lets the trenches give them and dictate what works best for them, I think they're going to work together. On the defensive side, I am really, really excited about the defense, because they have so much back, and they're all a year better. And Georgia knows how to win championships, and you have the two D-backs. They have so much to compliment the new kids. I think they're going to mesh finally.
Well, take on the Eagles. No, Rick, and I agree with you. And I think when you look at the defense, and I get the Eagles lost some players, but the best guys that they have on that side of the ball are all young. The best guys they have on that side of the ball are all going to get better. Now, I'm not telling you the Eagles have a bunch of old guys on offense necessarily, but they're certainly older. Like the offensive line, I mean, Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, there's a lot of mileage on those guys. Saquon, I think, is going to be fine. But hey, I mean, the track record of running backs who have had that kind of a season coming back the next year, you know, the odds are significantly in favor of the fact that guy is never going to have that kind of a season again.
And the skilled positions around that experience is going to be the trump card. Let me go Phillies real quick with you, because I really have to get this off my chest.
Sure.
And now Ruben Amaro is agreeing that Schwarber can play left field in October. And now Ben Davis was shocked when I called him a couple days ago. He says, you know what? I love the trade. You have Rooker and you have Miller over at that abysmal situation in Oakland. Rooker, people don't realize, only gets paid $12 million a year for the next 6 years. And you don't know if Schwarber's coming back next year. Go get Rooker. Go get Miller. And give up Crawford. Give up Painter. I think that Painter ship may have sailed. And give up Miller. And go win the championship now. That's really, I think, now Ruben Amaro and now Ben Davis are both agreeing, just go big or go home. Let me tell you what bothers me, and then you can talk later. What bothers me the most is the NFL came out with that music with the 2025 draft. You know that little music they play when they draft somebody?
Yep.
Let the other leagues get their own music. Why is every league using the same music The NFL did. That bothers me.
Wow, that's an interesting one, Rick. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, well, I watch the NBA draft. I do watch that one. I'm not watching the MLB draft. I'm not watching the NHL draft. But it is it's just such a nice little alert that I'm fine with that being used universally amongst all drafts. Like, you hear that little jingle, and it's time for a draft pick to be made.
It's a great jingle.
Yeah.
I didn't know the NFL created it, and I knew that the NBA used it. I don't remember. I watched some of the MLB draft. I can't remember if they used it too, but, I mean, it's It's a good enough jingle that I'm fine with.
Yeah, no, and it, but it's a creative thing you're tired of. So I appreciate that. Well done, Rick. That's a good one. 215-592-9494. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for extraordinary diamonds and customer service. Visit Mark's in Montgomeryville, Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. You can find the Twitter question at TommyKelly44. On Twitter, which side of the ball concerns you more heading into 2025, the offense or the defense? So discussing that, but I did want to touch on what Rick had to say regarding the Phillies as well. Because, you know, I have been, to this point, kind of resistant as far as the trade deadline doing anything that's going to move Kyle Schwarber back into the field. Like, I would ideally not do that. Like, ideally, Kyle Schwarber's your DH. You don't, you know, weaken your defense by having to put him out in the field. But I've gotten to the point where I'm kind of on the train where you need a bat so bad. If you need to do that, you go out and do it. And, you know, Brent Rooker's a guy who we talked about a lot heading toward the trade deadline last year. Didn't end up getting moved. But, man, that's a right-handed bat who would look really good in the lineup. And I'll ask you, would you move Kyle Schwarber back to the outfield if that's the only way you can add an impact bat? 215-592-9494, because I think it might be. Like, and again, it's not the ideal solution here. But you don't have many options. And the bottom line is, when you look at this team, this offense isn't good enough. Like, if you do anything resembling standing pat, or just add a minor piece at the deadline, a minor bat, that's not going to be enough. You need an impact bat. And if the only way that you can do that is by putting Kyle Schwarber back in the field, I think you need to do it. And as far as the prospects, I mean, you probably know where I stand on this. I'm fine with trading anybody. Like, I wouldn't want to trade Andrew Painter, but if you're trading him in a deal that's getting you Brent Rooker, that's getting you Mason Miller, I think you probably got to do it, because this is the season, man. Like, this is the time you got to go for it. And honestly, a big part of it is Dave Dombrowski has not given me any reason to believe like he can make a minor move that is going to improve this team significantly. He has not been able to do it over the last couple years. So I think if it requires giving your top prospects for more of a sure thing, I think that's just what you got to do.
Yeah, I've always been, at least for the last month, of you got to get somebody. You can't just sit on your hands and let this opportunity with these three great starters pass you by. And for the Schwarber thing, I think I'd risk it. The offense has been so bad. It's been so, so bad. And this is what's supposed to be the strength of the team.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're supposed to be a power-hitting team with all these guys that can really, you know, mash home runs. You have one guy at this point who can really do that.
Yeah.
And Harper can't do that much. I mean, Castellanos can't. Trey can't. Rooker would be one of those guys.
And you need to improve the offense. I agree. Even if it would mean weakening your defense a little bit, for sure. Let's go to Barry in Abington. What's up, Barry?
Thanks for taking my phone call. I want to weigh in on this rating about the Jalen Hurts. I think we're making an issue out of a non-issue. I mean, to me, it doesn't make a difference whether he's rated ninth or whether he's rated sixth or second. The fact of the matter is that he wins football games, and he makes this Eagles football team a much better football team. Now, I've been around since Moby Dick was a guppy, and here's the issue. Dan Marino, probably a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts in terms of what he's accomplished, and the same with Jim Kelly. But they never won a Super Bowl. At least Jalen's been to two Super Bowls, had a chance to win one, and unfortunately he had that interception, and he won the other Super Bowl that he was in. So he does what is needed to win for this particular organization and give us a parade. So I don't understand. Is this something that's been created by the media? You understand? I mean, he just accomplishes what needs to be done. And the argument that he has great players around him, well, Joe Montana had great players around him. Dan Marino had great players around him. So did Jim Kelly. But they never won.
Well, Barry, and I hear you, but I'll just say that, like, I don't think the criticism's unfair. I don't think the questions are unfair. I mean, yes, Jalen was incredible in the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl. No, I'm not going to dispute that, and anybody who would dispute that is just a hater. I mean, let's be honest. He was great.
I could agree with that.
Yeah,
the only thing
he was great in those two big.
With.
Well, 1 second, Barry. He was great in those two big games, but throughout the course of the season, like, if we're evaluating it honestly, I think it's fair to say that the passing offense did not look as good as it probably should look. Would you agree with that?
That's a valid criticism, but the fact of the matter is the goal is to win football games, and you do whatever is necessary to win football games. In terms of what that list looked like, I have the greatest respect for Jaden Daniels' ability, but he was here. He was in the league 1 year. I think that's really unfair to rate him above Jalen Hurts just on 1 year. I mean, when Caleb Williams came out of college, they thought he was the greatest thing since sliced bread. Now look what happened to him.
Right, he didn't play well. I mean, Jaden Daniels played great, though, Barry.
Yeah,
and Jaden Daniels played great with what I felt like was a supporting cast that was nowhere near what Jalen's supporting cast was.
But here's the point. You have to prove yourself, and longevity means something. You follow what I'm saying?
I follow.
I mean, so I think they're making an issue out of a non-issue. To me, the issue is to win, and that is That's the crowning achievement of all your accomplishments.
Barry, I hear you, but I mean, if we're talking about Jaden Daniels, I mean, the guy took a team that I think was a relatively mediocre roster to an NFC Championship game in his first year. I mean, to me, that's winning.
What was the score of the
Yeah, the Eagles killed him in that. The Eagles had a much better team. I don't disagree with you on that.
Okay, and how did Jaden Daniels perform in that game?
I thought Jaden Daniels played well. I think Jalen played better.
Okay, that's my point.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. What do you have for something that bothers you or something you're tired of?
Okay, I'm tired of seeing LeBron James in that barbershop commercial where he cuts everybody's hair in the shape of a king's crown. I think it's overdone already.
Oh, I appreciate the call, Barry. I don't think I've seen this commercial yet. Where LeBron James cuts hair in the shape of, like, I've seen his little barbershop clips when he had that. I don't know if he still has that show, but I don't know if I've seen that commercial. The commercials are ripe for this next question, I think, though. You know, there are a lot of commercials that are overplayed that you could probably go to and get a lot of good answers for this one. Have you seen this commercial, Luke? LeBron cutting people's hair in the shape of a crown?
I think I have seen it. I think it's an Amazon commercial.
Okay. I don't think I've seen it.
I haven't seen it.
Is it for, I guess it's for the new NBA on Amazon next year?
No, I don't know. I feel like it was an Amazon commercial, but I don't really remember what it was for. So I'm seeing LeBron in it.
Okay. Well, okay.
I was really tired of the Wingstop commercials during the finals and really all of the NBA playoffs.
Oh, the Chet Holmgren?
Oh, that one too. Yeah, with Chet Holmgren and
SGA and Jalen Williams.
Yeah, I was really tired of that one.
Every commercial during the NBA playoffs, not the NBA finals, during the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, the entirety of the playoffs.
I think that commercial aired during every single game.
Every break.
Yeah.
Every single break that was on. It was so annoying.
Yeah, just way too much. Way too overexposed. Let's go to Trey in South Carolina. What's up, Trey? Yo, Trey.
What's up, TK?
How you doing, man?
Hi, how you doing? Oh, man, check this out. I just want to know why A-Rod is such a good Jalen, man. You know, the rankings, I know the professional people on ESPN. It's like, man, I believe he could win two more Super Bowls and two more MVPs and still not be ranked in the top five.
Well, I don't know if that's true. Like, Trey, I will agree. I think nine is too low. I mean, Jared Goff, Justin Herbert especially being ranked over him is crazy. But, I mean, I think like five or six is about fair. I don't think he's, you know, should be above Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson or Joe Burrow. Like, I don't know. I think that's fair. I think Jaden Daniels is the one where there's, argument that can break out. But aside from those big four guys, I don't think Jalen should be above them at this point.
Hey, TK, he goes by my rankings. I rank him four.
Okay, who would you have?
I go for Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, and then I pick him over Jalen Hurts over Lamar, man.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable.
It's
like
in my
I would
mind, anyway.
I would take Lamar, but hey, Lamar has not performed well in the postseason. No question about that.
All right.
So, what do you have for?
What
do you have for next question, Trey?
Oh. Yeah, why you so down on the offense, man? You why you think they're gonna struggle so much?
Well, I think the new coach
answered the question.
Yeah, Trey, I think I think the new offensive coordinator is a big deal. I think changing on that side, changing play callers. I mean, Kevin Petullo's never called plays before. We saw how this went in 2023. That doesn't mean it's going to go the same way. But mm-hmm. I like the continuity that they have with Vic Fangio on defense, and I think they have a lot of great players on defense.
Okay, well, you know, I agree with you on that, but yeah. I'm telling you, Jalen and my favorite Philadelphia Eagle, Devontae Smith, I look for them to light it up this year, though.
Oh, I get it. What do you have for something you're tired of, Trey?
Dallas Cowboys on primetime TV, man.
There you go. I appreciate
it. Yeah, because I'm not sure, but I think they got more primetime games than we had.
I don't know.
We the doggone Super Bowl champ.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true this year, Trey. I mean, the Eagles are obviously playing them on opening night. And that's an idea I've kind of warmed up to. I wasn't a fan of it at first. I thought, like, you know, Washington or the Lions would have been a better opening matchup. The more I think about it, I'm okay. You know, give us a little easy win week one against the Cowboys. Why not?
It will also be nice that, you know, assuming everyone's fine going into week one on either side, it'll be both teams at full strength. Like, you know, Dak isn't out or Jalen isn't out or all these defensive players aren't out. It's felt like in the last 5-6 years, every time it's Eagles-Cowboys on Sunday Night Football or Monday night, Sunday at 4 o'clock, some big player is out where it's like, oh, this team's been so good, but also they're missing these people. So it's kind of diminished a bit. So I see why the NFL put it as week one to try to kind of get this rivalry back to what it was.
The one thing that I hate, though, and I heard Joe and Rube talking about this during the midday show today, is the Eagles playing Washington 2 out of 3 games at the end of the year.
They do that like every year that divisional stuff at the end.
It's like, I get you want all divisional games the final week of the season. I agree with that because, hey, they're usually the biggest games. You want all those matchups being interdivisional matchups. Mm-hmm. But, like, the fact, like, who knows how this season's going to go? Like, there's a legit chance that whether it's the Eagles or Washington that, you know, one of them isn't relevant at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. So I think they're trying to save their great games, but it doesn't necessarily mean that these games are going to be relevant. The fact that one of these games isn't earlier, at least in the first 7-8 weeks, is crazy to me.
Yeah, it's so dumb. Like, the NFC Championship rematch, we were talking about that. That could be the first game of the season.
That's not going to happen
until December.
It's not going to happen until, like, Christmas time.
Yeah, that's awful. It is so dumb. We should have played the Commanders within the first 4 weeks. Instead, we get to play the Buccaneers for the millionth time in the first 4 weeks of the season.
My God, it feels like the Eagles play the Bucs every year.
Just put them in our division at this point. This is ridiculous. And we always go to Tampa.
Well, but that's not like the NFL's, you know, jobbing the Eagles. That's the way the schedule formula works.
Well, it certainly feels like
the emotional Luke in there. There you go.
Collusion.
You just did your Brian Windhorst impression
fingers,
there.
Yep.
There you go. Let's get the camera on Luke. Luke. There we go. Nice job, Morgenstein. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Your thoughts on the Eagles. Are you more concerned about the offense or the defense heading into 2025? Next question today. What's something that you were tired of? I can't take any more Pat McAfee, man. It's just too much. All over the place. Don't need him at the Home Run Derby. So you want to get on that. And when we return, did just mention the Commanders there. They're dealing with a little bit of turmoil. And something new happened today regarding one of their high-profile players. We'll get to that coming up next. I'm Tom Kelly. I'm with you in for the afternoon, guys, today. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.